4 in 2007.
Bomb attacks in Afghanistan killed at least 26 people today. 24 died in a roadside bombing, and two local guards were killed when a truck bomb hit the main security gate of a U.S. military base. Kids are back in school in Joplin, Missouri for the first time since a killer tornado ripped apart the town. Joplin High Principal Carrie Sachetta tells us what it was like.
It was an emotional day, seeing the expressions on the students' faces and all the excitement around the building was just almost too much.
Classes are being held inside a renovated shopping mall. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
College. Time to get smart. And Walmart has the latest smartphones from the best carrier starting at 97 cents. Like the Samsung Captivate from AT&T, the LG Optimus S from Sprint, and the Samsung Gem from Verizon. And at just 97 cents, it's no wonder it's called a smartphone. Of course, you could pay a lot more for a smartphone, but then you'd have less for the essentials, like tipping the pizza guy, which ironically is also 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Markets around the world look terrible today. Most indexes in Asia fell more than 1%. London's main index is down 2%. Paris down 3%. Frankfurt down 4%. And S&P futures are tumbling. All this amid a statement by Morgan Stanley cutting its forecast of global economic growth, now warning the whole world is on the edge of recession. U.S. regulators are trying to prevent Europe's financial crunch from spreading here and creating another Lehman situation. Wall Street Journal reports the Fed Reserve Bank of New York is demanding that European banks with U.S. divisions prove they have enough cash to operate day-to-day. The report says in some cases the banks are being pushed to overhaul their financial structures to insulate U.S. units from troubles at their European parent companies. Economic reports for the U.S. We get the latest jobless claims reading and the July measure for consumer price inflation before the bell. S&P futures down 22 points, NASDAQ futures down 46. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my 3rd fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
It's back to college. Time to learn about new things, like the fact that you can walk into a Walmart wireless center and walk out with a fully activated smartphone. Get the Sharp FX from AT&T, the HTC Wildfire S from T-Mobile, and the Samsung Continuum from Verizon. Just $28.88 each. Your new phone will work right away, which is more than we can say when you graduate with that art degree in glass blowing. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or...
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
But I'm excited.
This is a
challenge.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this glorious Thursday morning. And what a morning it's going to be. We've got some amazing stuff to bring to you this morning. And I'm looking forward to that. Had a wonderful time last night in West Bloomfield at the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club meeting. I'll tell you a little bit about that adventure. And let's see what else is going on. The big news is, you know, we're 2 days away from the Sexy Liberal Tour landing here in Detroit on Saturday. And although I have no more tickets to give away, we have a very generous offer from one of our listeners to give away 6 tickets. But it's going to involve you standing up. All right, I'll get to that. I thought it was very generous, and I'll tell you all about that in just a little bit. Hope everybody had a great day today. I understand that if you've been driving Woodward, it's already Dream Cruise time, even though it's not supposed to be yet. I always get a kick out of that because the police say, you know, they really discourage the cars from starting early. But I understand starting Tuesday night, it was wall-to-wall cars, and it's continuing to do that. I called my sister last night on my way to the Democratic Club meeting I was going to and said, hey, you know, if I get out of there on time, you know, in good time, I'll stop by because she lived close by there. I said, you and Mark going to be home? Well, Mark's taking his car. He's got one of those fancy cars to Woodward already. Oh, sweet God. So now, listen, I think the Dream Cruise is awesome, and I'm glad it's such a wonderful success. And I, you know, it's great. I'm not into crowds like that. And so it's just not my thing. Jeff, how do you, are you a muscle car or a classic car kind of guy? Does that appeal to you at all?
No, not really.
No.
Partly there's not a muscle car guy though. Like the older cars, yeah, that's pretty cool. And do you know, do you remember Tucker cars?
Sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah, we have a family connection with that. So I got into that kind of stuff.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Well, what's your family connection? You can't tease like that.
My great grandfather was the secretary or the treasurer of the Tucker Car Company.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
So, well, it is kind of cool, but it's also kind of sad.
Well,
our family would be much more well off if Tucker took off and was a, you know, we had the big four automakers. But.
Yeah, but, you know, then you probably wouldn't be here, and you and I would have never met, and I wouldn't have been able to share you with this wonderful audience, so we need to be grateful for that.
Maybe I would be here. I would just be living in a much better apartment.
Okay. Come on, your apartment can't be that bad, can it?
No, I like it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
When you went apartment hunting, did you, like, go hunting, or did you just, were you one of those people that said, okay, this is what I want, as long as I can find it and I can afford it, let's do it?
I said, I need something cheap, and I looked around, and it was, actually, I lucked out, because it's for what it is, it's one of the, really, a really nice apartment complex, so.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just, never mind. I won't get into that now. I'll ask you that question privately. Anyway, so the Dream Cruise is going to be huge this weekend. Yeah, and actually it's already started is the point I was making. And, you know, it's become one of those things. I know one of the communities along the parade route dropped out, and I just don't know how you drop out of something like that when you're in the middle of the parade route, except I guess you get to benefit from it. You just don't have to spend any money. I don't know. And you know, a lot of businesses don't like the Dream Cruise because they don't really do business on that weekend. You know, think about it. If you're not a bar or a restaurant, I mean, you know, an insurance agency is not going to get anything out of it, right? I mean, there are a lot of businesses that would never benefit from there being big crowds down there. So I guess unless you're renting space or part of your parking lot or however that works, I could see how the Dream Cruise could really be a big pain in the butt if you're a business person, absolutely.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you're not making money and you got all these people around, that's you should at least maybe sell water that day or sell something to drink.
Yeah, I just...
You're an insurance company or something.
Well, you know, and I'll bet you got to get a permit and you got to have it approved. And, you know, it probably takes money to make money on that thing. And I'm just glad I don't live too close to there. I know people that'll go and they'll spend the entire day there and whatever. It's just not my thing. But certainly it is people's thing, and so enjoy it. Jeffrey, what the hell happened to our Tigers last night?
They didn't score as many runs as the other team.
Oh, sweet Jesus. It's going to be one of those days. You worked the game last night. You were in the locker room after the game.
Tell me these guys
were bummed out.
Yeah, of course. Especially,
Because they play a lot of games. And I just want to make sure that they understand how upset I am. You did let them know that we talk about them every day. I am sure you made that clear to all of them.
Yes, as I was interviewing them, I actually had the coffee cup from the show. And in between sips, I would interview and ask, you know, the questions to them.
Let me tell you a great little side story here. When I go speak at these clubs, I bring the coffee mugs with me, and I give them away, and I bring a case with me. So they're 25 in a case. And when they're gone, they're gone. And we didn't have enough for everybody that was there last night. I have no idea and no way of knowing how many people are going to be at these meetings, right? So I can't be carrying cases of these things with me. People were really bummed out there weren't enough, and I felt bad about it. But people are digging the coffee mugs, and I haven't even given them away on the show yet. I guess I should probably do that at some point, huh?
Can't wait. These people can't wait.
All right, anyway, back to our Tigers. You know, we need to start winning, consistently winning.
Well, hopefully it starts against Cleveland. That would be the team to do it against the next three games. Obviously, they're off today, but they start the Cleveland series tomorrow.
But you realize that we could actually end the weekend not in first place.
Or we could end the weekend with four game or five games between us and Cleveland. So
now, I like
got to think positive.
I like the latter. I absolutely like the latter.
For the most part, Penny pitched pretty well last night, so that's an encouraging sign.
And they lost, as you said, we didn't score as many runs as the other team.
Yeah, but it wasn't due to Penny's fault.
No, it wasn't.
Actually, and the funny thing is in the news and notes that they pass out before the game, they were really building up the bullpen, saying in the last 14 or last 12 games, the ERA was only 1.2 and this and that. And, of course, he leaves the ball game with giving up three runs. Pavano gave up three runs, so they turned it over to the bullpens. And from that point on, from the bottom of the seventh inning on, both teams scored a run every half inning.
Yeah, well, again, a missed opportunity. Even when Minnesota sucks, they have this way of ruining me. I don't know what it is about. And we have controlled them this year. We have absolutely owned the Minnesota Twins this year. And the week, the three-game series we needed to win, two out of three, we won one out of three.
Well, this might be the first series, too, that lately, though, that Morneau, Maurer, and Nathan were all playing. And, of course, they all played a role last night. I don't know if Maurer did as much. But, yeah, I guess he did, blocking the plate and keeping Bosch from scoring.
Now, when you cover the game, where do you sit? Do you sit in the press box?
Yes, sir. It's a great press box, by the way. Ernie Harwell press box.
I ain't never been in that one.
It's really nice. It is. I've never been in the one in Tiger Stadium, but according to the beat writers who have, we're spoiled now compared to back then.
It was old. It was old. I didn't like the Silverdome's press box. It was the Silverdome was just too large for me, and that's just a personal preference. But the press box was so far away from the field. Sweet God!
Yeah, well, you know what? In Ford Field, it's on the seventh floor, so you're way up there. You can see the entire game, but it is really high. Whereas some of the other ones are, you know, the Tigers or Comerica Park. Is right behind home plate. You get a pretty good view of everything, but you're right there. And Michigan's press box as well is really brand new and really nice, and it's not as high as.
Well, the Michigan Stadium is deceptive, because I think I shared this with you. You know, I went to my first game there last fall, and for holding 100 and how many million people it holds. I was shocked how intimate it was. I mean, it was still, you know, fairly intimate. But, you know, from the outside, it's deceiving. It doesn't look that big. Then you walk in, and, of course...
How long has it been since you've been there, though?
Michigan Stadium?
Yeah.
Last season, last fall.
Okay, because since the renovations, that place is monster. It blocks the sun if you're walking down the street now, because they've added all the brick on the outside and the new press box. And then if you haven't been, even if you went last year, they added two huge, I mean, absolutely huge scoreboards at each end with high-definition video. So, you're supposed to be able to see the high-definition video screens from like a mile and a half away or something ridiculous.
Can you imagine? Well, anyway, it's do you get to spend much time at Michigan Stadium in the
Once a year? For the most, if somebody's on vacation, or I get a free weekend from here, but that doesn't happen.
I will say the parking there is just atrocious. There's no question that when you go to a game, it is go early and pray you find a parking spot.
Oh yeah, in the day I went last year, the snow was melting. It was completely muddy, and everybody was they had mud people covered, just people covered in mud, and they don't even care. Half the people that show up to park there don't even go to the game. They're there to party.
Yeah, whatever. I was there to watch the game. It was a nightmare. I'm glad that's over. All right, folks, so we are going to take a break here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to today. We've got some great audio as well, and of course your participation. We're going to get to some information about the after party. And we just have a lot to do, so let's get to work. It is, 17 minutes after the hour, 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org is the email address. This is First Shift on 1310. WDTW, thank you for punching in. We'll take the break and get it going right now.
First shift
with Tony Trujillo. Malia and Sasha finish their homework a day ahead of time. Malia's 13, Sasha's 10. They don't wait until the night before. They're not pulling all-nighters. If you know you've got to do something, just do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Things are looking good out there on the roadway so far this morning. Traffic lines align, moving at posted speeds, of course. We do have some thunder showers in the area, and, well, when you encounter one, the roads will get a little bit wet, so you will want to slow it down. Just a reminder, Rotunda Drive eastbound, that ramp to southbound Southfield Freeway is currently closed. I sadly found that out, much to my chagrin, yesterday. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny, though there will be a chance for a shower or thunderstorm this morning. We've already got a couple of small ones rolling through northern Oakland County right now. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61, and then Friday, sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's fair and 67 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Mortgage rates as low as 2.625%, 3.05% APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $353 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-578-2208 to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-578-2208.
Get in the zone!
You know, if your brakes are squealing, they need attention now. AutoZone will help you keep your family safe with quality Duralast brake parts. Proven tough for smooth, quiet stops. And remember, always replace worn brake components every time you change your pads. So come to AutoZone today to keep your family safe and save money. Whether you do it yourself at home or you're a master mechanic, AutoZone has your back, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING.
Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Democrats are talking about job creation. Republicans are talking about how to protect the wealthiest Americans. How are we going to begin to bridge that gap?
That's what Democrats are for. President Obama from day one has been focused on getting our economy turned around. We've gone from bleeding 750,000 plus jobs a month to now, every month for the last 15 months, we've had job growth in the private sector.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WD.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after the hour, and welcome back again. Thanks for punching in this morning. Hey, listen, at 7 o'clock, we're going to visit with Dr. Elizabeth Podramu. I'm going to go with Podramu, who is here to talk to us about religious freedom. State Rep. Dave Ajima, a right-wing teabagger, is, you know, trying to outlaw Sharia law in the state of Michigan because Sharia law happens to be this huge issue that's infecting all of us. Anyway, we'll be talking about religious freedom in the 7 o'clock hour. 7:30, we're going to take a look at Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California was on kind of a listening tour with the Congressional Black Caucus. And African-Americans are a little unhappy with President Obama, and so we're going to have that conversation at 7:30 at 8 o'clock. Dave Holtz, the executive director of Progress Michigan, will be with us. We're going to reassess the governor's dashboard for the state of Michigan and see where we're at. But, Jeff, we start this morning with some devastating news for Michiganders, and I'm sure you saw that I posted it to Facebook yesterday, but unemployment went up 0.4 of a percentage point, which is a huge, huge increase, up to 10.9%. This is daunting information. Really daunting information.
It's got to be one of the highest in the country, I would think.
Well, and yeah, we're creeping back up there. And, you know, we can, and there was a little debate, in fact, 12 or 14 comments into that conversation on Facebook yesterday, you know, when one of them conservatives got to jump on, oh, give the governor a chance. Well, you know, we were sold a bill of goods, and that bill of goods said that he was going to create jobs. Now, I can't help it that once he got into office, he said, no, I'm going to wait till next year to concentrate on jobs. We don't have that kind of time, Governor Snyder. So I'm going to ask you the question again. Where are the jobs? Jeff, we were sold at some level that this $1.8 billion tax cut to corporations would be incentive. And I understand it. I get it. All right. I'll even say I buy it, which I don't. But for the sake of conversation, I will. Where are the jobs? Where are the announcements that businesses are looking to move to Michigan and create good, dynamic, middle-income, you know, middle-class jobs? It's not happening, and it's not going to.
Well, he has a jobs plan. It's to beg and plead for every business to just add one job.
And then when you add that job, you're supposed to what? Celebrate it like it's the greatest thing in the world. Don't be afraid to brag on it.
Instead, though, I mean, if the unemployment rate's going up, that would mean that every business then said, no, we're not hiring anyone. We're actually going to lose one.
Now, this is really disappointing news, and when I saw it yesterday, I posted it within minutes of getting the news, and it's disturbing. It's extremely disturbing.
Do you think anyone's having buyer's remorse yet in Michigan?
Yeah. We're going to actually talk a little bit about buyer's remorse in this hour, as you know. A congressman from Florida, Dan Webster. And in fact, you know, let's do that now. A congressman from Florida, Dan Webster, did a town hall meeting, and I'll give him credit, Jeff, for showing up. I mean, he's, you know, getting out there. It seems to me that the crowd maybe wasn't terribly, I don't know, Republican, but for all we know, they were Republicans that, well, have buyer's remorse. This is what happened.
Now, one senior citizen is harmed by this budget.
What?
You are
now, how do you expect me to earn from now
to 9 years when I don't have any Medicare. I have no insurance then because I lose my insurance. How do you think and I have pre-existing problems. What insurance company is going to insure me? You tell me.
None.
What insurance company is going to...
I promise you, not only will Medicare not go broke, which it will under the current
system. I don't have it. What does it matter?
You understand that Medicare is going to go broke.
Who cares? I don't have it.
You will have it if this plan is adopted. You
will. I have a voucher. What insurance company is going to insure me for that voucher?
You signed the Northwest Pledge.
To never raise
taxes on the wealthy. Only to take it from poor.
Never raise your signatures on it.
No, what I'm saying is
altering the tax code to eliminate tax loopholes.
But the tax loopholes are not what we're saying that we can do that. We're just not raising the rates. And so here's the point. And I'm not breaking it, and I'll check that out, but I don't know. Here's the point. The point is, in an economy we have today, I'm not really in favor of raising taxes. Because to me, we need to get people back to work, and when we start taxing people.
That's not true.
That's not true, Congressman. Yeah, you think there's a little buyer's remorse there? Absolutely. I can assure you, Governor Snyder would never put himself in a position to have to interact with the constituency. Ever.
Well, and watching the rest of that video, it gets uncomfortable because you can tell he's listless. Like, they're asking him questions, they're throwing things to him, and he's trying to stand by his, his same song and dance of what he had to say there. You know, like, I'm not going to raise taxes because I believe. And then he's getting shouted down by these people who, you know, and at times they're being very reasonable. They're trying to ask. They're serious about getting answers. They're not just trying to make him look bad.
Well, but, Jeff, part of the problem, and this is just a reality of most members of Congress, don't read their own legislation. They have a staff that does that. And so they get their talking points, they show up and vote, but they don't actually read this stuff. So the average intelligent political observer probably knows more about legislation and policy than the congressman. And I'm not being rude, it's just the reality. So when they show up to things like this, I'm going to assume this was a town hall on Medicare or Medicaid or something, because that seemed to be... that seemed to be the theme of this particular shoutdown. I'll bet you that beyond his talking points, he had no real policy intelligence. And I don't mean he didn't have smarts. I mean, he just didn't have the information. He just didn't know it. And so you get into a dynamic group like that, and people that, of course, Jeff, not unlike anything else, and we could be talking sports. If you have interest in it, then you have knowledge, right? You acquire knowledge. And so these congressmen show up to these town halls unprepared for people that are actually more educated on the issues than they are. And it is just the reality. Now, there are exceptions to that rule. You know, you're never going to find this happening to John Conyers, I can assure you. You know, there are certain members of Congress that absolutely definitively know what the hell they're talking about. They would never put themselves in that situation. But I'm going to bet you that Congressman Dan Webster, the Republican from Florida, is going to be pretty damn sharp the next time he goes out in the public. You know, it's not as simple as you think to be a member of Congress. It's truly not. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you have to know, but that requires you to get up early and read and empower yourself. You know, I think that we should expect our members of Congress not to just show up, but to stand up. Fair enough.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't envy the guy, that's for sure. But Governor Snyder, you think there's buyer's remorse, Jeff? You know, let's throw that question out there. Do you have buyer's remorse? Like, people are going to actually admit to voting for the governor. 888-552-3595.
You have to find the buyers first.
Yeah, you got to find the buyer. You're right. Let's see if there are some buyers out there. 888-552-3595. Let's take the break. Mike in Westland, you're up next on First Shift. Stay with us.
Team
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking great out there on the road so far today. Traffic volumes are light, and everyone's seemingly rolling right along. Just a reminder that M59 east and westbound between Updike and Crooks, that's down to just two lanes. You'll see some delays on the westbound side a little bit later on this morning. I'm Ross with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast for the National Weather Service, maybe a shower or thunderstorm this morning. Mostly sunny otherwise, a high in the mid-80s. Then tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Tomorrow, sunny, once again a high near 85. Currently, it's fair and 67 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift with Tony Trapiano after this.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The Office and Professional Employees International Union just signed up 1,200 new members at Allstate Insurance. In a vote administered by the American Arbitration Association, members of the National Association of Professional Allstate Agents voted by a margin of more than 94% to join the AFL-CIO-affiliated OPEIU. The Allstate Agents will be a guild affiliate of OPEIU and won't have a collective bargaining agreement, but the union can assist the agents in a variety of ways. Right now, Allstate Agents say they are subjected to unachievable quotas, the threat of reduced compensation, and the ever-present threat of contract termination. OPEIU President Michael Goodwin says it's a matter of defending the interests of these ill-treated small business owners, and OPEIU can help them achieve the benefits and protections they deserve. SEIU-UHW has delivered petitions with more than 18,000 signatures of Kaiser Permanente workers in California who want another union representation election scheduled as soon as possible. The National Labor Relations Board ordered a new union election for 45,000 Kaiser workers following a complaint from the National Union of Healthcare Workers about improper actions allegedly taken by SEIU and Kaiser. SEIU-UHW said Wednesday that more than 18,000 Kaiser workers have signed the petitions within the past 2 weeks in a show of support for SEIU. SEIU says NUHW wants to delay a new union election at Kaiser. This election is the largest union representation election since Ford Motor Company back in the 1940s. Now that the Wisconsin State Senate recall elections triggered by the collective bargaining battle are over, Weir Wisconsin is weighing in with what it says the Wisconsin worker uprising has accomplished. While the recalls fell one seat short of taking back the state Senate, Weir Wisconsin says a powerful and clear political message was still sent. Two Republicans on heavily Republican turf were defeated for attacking collective bargaining, while no Democrats were taken out by the GOP anti-union forces. Recalls against Republicans drew record numbers of signatures in record time, and Democrats gained percentage points in each of the GOP recall districts. Weir Wisconsin says these recalls effectively mean that Scott Walker's working majority in the Wisconsin State Senate is over. Here's a look through working eyes at the numbers game happening in our economy. Where are the job creators? According to the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis, paychecks are stagnant at best and showing no real signs of an uptick in the near term. The total private sector payroll, unadjusted for taxes, has increased by just $146 billion between the end of 2010 and the second quarter of 2011. To put that in perspective, executives at the nation's 25 largest publicly traded banks and financial institutions made about the same amount of money for themselves last year. This newscast made possible in part by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310wdtwam.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And that's about 200 people standing outside Congressman Bill Huizinga's office in Muskegon yesterday. Police were actually called. The crowd got a little rowdy. But, you know, again, buyer's remorse. We have a lot of angry citizens these days. Is it justified is the question. Certainly In many instances, it is. Welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you on this Thursday morning. Again, our number, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Mike in Westland to the show. Mike, a pleasure to have you back on. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, Tony, I appreciate you letting me speak to you this morning. And I think that the reading of legislation is something, whether it's at a federal or state level, that is just inexcusable. And I'm going to cite a couple of examples. The health care bill, when Barack Obama was running for president, he said that all this major legislation was going to be posted on the Internet for at least 48 hours so that all of us folks out here, we could all read it. And I do agree that most people that are passionate about their politics spend more time researching subjects than the congresspeople who do rely, or, you know, elected officials who rely on their staffs. But, you know, I'll cite that one example about Barack Obama, 48 hours on the Internet, but also that to me, the one that...
Actually, Mike, let me just interrupt for a second. The president hasn't fulfilled that promise. You're missing that piece.
I'm sorry, sir?
The president hasn't fulfilled that promise.
I agree.
No, I'm just letting you, I mean, you mentioned it, but I wanted people to know that, yes, the president said he would do it, and he hasn't done it, and honestly, I'm a little disappointed with him.
Yeah, and the thing that really got me, that's one of the classics, was Nancy Pelosi saying we have to pass the health care bill, 2,400 pages, to find out what's in it. I mean, I just find yourself as an admitted liberal, you must have been disappointed when, for her to make that type of a comment to us out in the public, must have just taken us for boots.
Well, you know, I don't remember her saying it, and I'm not going to say that she didn't, because, listen, politicians say the craziest things, do they not, Mike? I think that it's only fair, and this is just my opinion. Obviously, you're going to agree with me. I think it's only fair that we should have access to legislation before it's voted on. I think as citizens, if we want to comment, if we want to protest or support legislation, Mike, you know, we might just want to support some of this stuff, that we have access to it, that we get a chance to read it. Now, listen, I don't know if you've ever read legislation. It's heavy and it's weighted down. You know, one of the reasons that they didn't want to give us access to it is because oftentimes it came with earmark stuff. Well, we've taken care of that. Legislatively, they don't have earmarks any longer. So that language is no longer a part of legislation. But that was the reason they were originally hiding it, because they didn't want you to know that in order to pass that jobs bill, they had to give, you know, $17 million to pig farmers in Guatemala. And that would be in the legislation. So that's why they were hiding it. But that's no longer an issue. So I don't know why we don't have access to this stuff in advance. I really don't.
Hey, Tony, I think one of the biggest problems that I have with politics as a whole is that there are too many lawyers that cannot cut it in the private sector making a living. So they go to Washington or they go to whatever state capital and they write legislation. These lawyers have, what has happened over our lifetime is that they have become a bunch of word crafters, and they can write legislation that, just like what you just said, that is so confounding that we as the public, we have to go to a lawyer or an accountant to have them explain to us legislation. That is not healthy.
And I would agree. And Mike, thank you for your call this morning. I would agree. I think that, you know, one of the issues that we have to take a look at as we... I want some of you, I mean, actually take the time and go read some legislation today. Some of it is fairly easy to understand. Some of it's very weighty. And, you know, it requires a level of education that I and many of you won't have. When you've got to start asking, you know, every three sentences, what the hell does that mean, or why is it cross-referencing this? You know, then transparency, the idea of transparency kind of disappears on us, does it not?
And when do you use that? Like, I was just thinking as you and Mike were talking, in college, when I knew what I was talking about and I wrote really good papers, it was easy to understand, and it flowed so easily what I wanted to say, because, you know, I was confident in what I was saying. When I wanted to kind of fluff it up and make sure that, you know, kind of make it look like I knew what I was talking about, but I wasn't quite sure, I started using bigger words, and I started, you know, using the thesaurus and trying to make it sound more impressive but more confusing so that maybe, you know, I could slide by. I mean, that's what I think about it. If you're trying to make it sound confusing and really pump up the words, then you're trying to make sure that the other people aren't quite following you, but they're just going to take your word for it that you know what you're talking
about.
Well,
here's a 25-cent word, prestidigitation, which is basically sleight of hand. And I think that especially in law, you know, they love to do sleight of hand. And, you know, instead of saying the sun rises in the east, which would be something that we would all understand, you know, it might sound something like, you know, the ascension of the energy ball that provides an amazing amount of electricity, which science has told us over the decades, provides life-affirming and life-giving eons and ions, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, there's this idea that the more flowery it sounds, the more impressed we'll be, I guess. You know, at the end of the day, I want to know what the law does, Jeff. I mean, isn't that what we all want to know? So do we really need a 2,400-page bill? And do we really, can we reasonably expect that any member of Congress is going to be able to sit down and digest 2,400 pages of information without questions?
Again, it's designed so they just vote and move on. They don't even have, they don't read it because, you know, halfway through you're like, okay, why, you know, why am I still spending time on this? It's, you're taking me forever and I'm not getting anything from it.
I would love, and maybe it's happened and I'm not aware of it, I would love for a member of Congress to stand up before his colleagues and say, ladies and gentlemen, although I would love to vote either in favor of or against this legislation, because I only received it 2 days ago and it's over 20,000 pages long, I don't know about you, but I haven't had a chance to read it. Anybody else? Show of hands, please. That'll never happen.
Yeah, it'll happen on radio. Maybe Michelle Bachmann would ask for a show of hands.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
On radio. You know, it is, it's, Mike's point was great about, you know, these lawyers will write this stuff, and then for you to understand it, you have to go to a lawyer, and it's like, it's this exclusive club of whispers that you know, if you want to know what the secret is, you have to, you know, pay and find out. What's going on? And it's not just government, but, you know, it just reminded me of what I looked up yesterday about the NCAA and how they, you know, regulate college football. Did you know there's a long law in the NCAA rule book about how colleges aren't allowed to provide bagels or bagel spreads to their players?
Really?
And it's like, it's seriously like a paragraph long, and the Big East is trying to get it changed, which was why I was reading it. It was kind of funny, but they're more worried about this little stuff, and then that's why the rule book is so huge, and coaches are like, simplify it so we can understand it. Same here with these laws. Like, you don't need a law that's 2,400 pages. Put it into terms we can understand.
This is an interesting conversation. On Sunday, I was thinking about collective bargaining. It just, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why I did this, but I did. I was thinking about collective bargaining. So I went online and I thought, how do you negotiate a contract? I've never negotiated a contract, not like a major corporate, you know, labor contract. And so I found this wonderful resource material. And Jeff, this isn't really, it was really interesting to me. I'm sure it would be very boring to most of you. But what they do is they start with language. The most common language. So all the stuff that they're really not going to have an issue with, but they go through every paragraph, every word of every paragraph. But this is it. The definition of full-time employee, FTE. All right? And that's actually in the contract. So they go through that definition to make sure that it still stands for what it stood for in the last contract. Can you imagine how tedious that is?
It's got to be unbelievable.
Why are you making fun of me?
What do you mean making fun of you?
He sends me a note in my studio. Collective bargaining on Sunday? Sounds like you really need football.
You're missing football on Sundays if you're just sitting around saying, I think I'm about collective bargaining for
I'm
a while.
I'm trying to be a better talk show host.
That's true.
Okay, so it requires that I show up. And so I'm trying to be a good talk show. So make fun of my geeky behavior.
That's why I didn't put it. I didn't say it. I sent
it
to you a message.
You can pick on me
behind
there.
The scenes.
I can handle it. I can give it back. You know that. But I wanted to know. I just didn't know what it. But they actually do that. I mean, there was this. They gave this one example where, and again, this sounds, you know, it goes back to the Bill Clinton. It depends on what your definition of is. That's not really in that context. They actually look at words like that, any words that can be wiggle words, and they get defined to the nth degree. And you know that has to be lawyer influenced. It has to be. I mean, there's no way that the average person, the average layman's going to say, we need to define what that means in the context of this paragraph, if indeed we agree that the word this in this paragraph means that. And I'm not joking. So, you know, I now know why it takes a long time to go through a collective bargaining agreement, because they literally, to the last word, know exactly what the meaning of that is. Now, again, historically, there's a reason for that happening, because I'm sure that there were lawsuits involved, but it's really quite complicated. All right, we come back. We've got some audio for you. Rick Perry's making a mess of himself already, or maybe a mess on himself. I don't know. It depends which perspective you've got. The governor of Texas already has got problems. Are you buying what he's selling? 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. Good morning, everybody. It is a Thursday morning. I'll look forward to talking to you on the other side. Stay with us.
And I think that this race is wide open.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hey, Detroit. Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and this state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Get in the zone!
You know, if your brakes are squealing, they need attention now. AutoZone will help you keep your family safe with quality Duralast brake parts. Proven tough for smooth, quiet stops. And remember, always replace worn brake components every time you change your pads. So come to AutoZone today to keep your family safe and save money. Whether you do it yourself at home or you're a master mechanic, AutoZone has your back, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Trupiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310.
WDTW.
Much to talk about, of course. Everybody now talking about the new Republican candidate, Texas Governor Rick Perry. I heard you online talking about him. Right now, the crowd's like, oh, Rick Perry. You can't see this at home, but they're all talking about Rick Perry.
Yeah. Sure wish Rick Perry here was to shade me from the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, recently, I got the latest on Rick Perry. Recently, Texas Governor Rick Perry distanced himself from George W. Bush by saying, I went to Texas A&M, he went to Yale. That's what he said. In other words, Rick Perry's idea of instilling confidence is to say, don't worry, I'm not as smart as George W. Bush. Anybody worried about that? No? Don't worry.
Yeah, I just really, Conan O'Brien, by the way, Governor Rick Perry, Texas Governor Rick Perry is just really creating a mess. Now, we know that he, you know, caused a little gaffe the other day with his, you know, military comment that he realizes the military would rather have a commander-in-chief that's served in uniform as Governor Rick Perry has and as Barack Obama has not. Doesn't matter that he is the commander-in-chief. Doesn't matter that Barack Obama made a very courageous decision to go in and kill Osama bin Laden. Doesn't matter that he has done quite a fine job leading this military. He wore a uniform, and therefore, that should take precedent. Well, let's figure out what our president thinks of Rick Perry. President Obama with Wolf Blitzer. This is what he had to say.
You know, Mr. Perry just got in the presidential race, and I think that everybody who runs for president, it probably takes them a little bit of time before they start realizing that this isn't like running for governor or running for senator or running for Congress. And you've got to be a little more careful about what you say. I'll cut him some slack. He's only been at it for a few days now.
Cut him some slack. You know, some people actually got upset with the president because they don't want him to cut him some slack. And that actually feeds into what we're going to talk about at 7:30, you know, with the Congressional Black Caucus. Well, Rick Perry responds to the president, and this is what he has to say.
You know, yesterday, president said I needed to watch what I say. I just want to respond back, if I may. Mr. President, actions speak louder than words. My actions as governor are helping create jobs in this country. The president's actions are killing jobs.
Yeah, I'm glad that the governor brings that up. The president's actions are killing jobs. Although we're not creating jobs here in Michigan, that has much more to do with Governor Snyder than President Obama. Of course, we have seen nothing but private sector job growth since President Obama took office. So, you know, he's got his jobs record to run on as well. And as we'll find out in September, he has some ideas, the president that is, on jobs. Rick Perry. Now, he has created a lot of jobs. I'll give you that much. And if you break it down a little bit, and I spent a little bit of time doing some research on this as well, yeah, he's created a lot of jobs. The majority of them have been government jobs. So I don't know that we can really count those, but we'll leave them there for now, so let that go. Of course, we need to remember now the Tea Party people, and Rick Perry's one of them, are about less government, although he's almost doubled the size of the Texas government. Fair enough, we'll let that go. Let's just ignore that one for a minute. What about the other jobs, the private sector jobs that matters? The majority of them, the vast majority, some 80-something percent, are minimum wage jobs. In fact, in the state of Texas, they have a 9.2% unemployment rate. Well, how can you create jobs and still have a 9.5% unemployment rate? Well, because the actual populace is growing too quickly. And as a result of that, they can't find purposeful work for all those people. Well, the other side of that, folks, that we're not looking at is what's happening to the people that have those minimum wage jobs. Well, a lot of them are, you know what, crazy enough on assistance because you can't raise a family on $7-something an hour. All right, fair enough. So, you know, it's about lifting yourself up by your bootstraps. We'll go with that. Well, unless you have specific, and the only real industry that's growing in Texas is the oil industry, but if you don't have the education to work in the industry, well, those jobs aren't for you. Oh, by the way, the reason that Texas did so well economically over the last 5 or 6 years is because oil, which there is an abundance of in Texas, the cost of it went through the roof. They benefited from that. So then it makes you wonder. They're hiring left and right. They're expanding government. You know, revenues are great. Why is there a $9 billion deficit in their budget? Why are their children number 50 in the state in being insured? Why is it that 25% of all Texans don't have insurance? Well, it does make you wonder if the governor really does understand what it means to create jobs. Yeah, he's created jobs, and those of you that work at Taco Bell and McDonald's and Burger King, well, I'm sure you're getting your employee discount and feeding your family as best you can right there where you work. But as far as paying for that mortgage and putting some money aside or buying essentials, consumables that get other people working, probably not to that level quite yet. Yeah, Governor Perry, we're paying attention. We'll make sure that you know that we are. Let's go to Joe in Toledo, who joins us now on First Shift. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Tony. What's on my mind is down here in Ohio, we've got something called HB 194, and it abolishes all the minor parties, Libertarians, my party, the Green Party, Socialists. As of September 30th, we got a letter from the Secretary of State. We are no longer political parties.
Right, and then they changed the threshold to be considered a political party. Is that not right, Joe?
That's right. What it was is the threshold was 50,000 votes for governor or president, and we made that in the last election. We got more than 50,000 votes. The problem is they changed it to 200,000 and then made it retroactive. So because we didn't meet the new threshold the last time, we're going to be eliminated. And now we have to get 200,000 votes somehow without the ability to raise money or take out ads or even buy clipboards, because we can't be a party, so we can't have things like bank accounts.
Joe, help me out here, because this makes no sense. Why were they afraid? Were the third parties growing? Were they starting to take on some traction? Is that what this is about?
I'm sorry, you faded out on my phone there.
Why did they do this? Were third parties beginning to grow? Were they threatening to take over either the Democrats or the Republican Party?
Well, I think we are beginning to grow, and I think they see a trend worldwide, like where the Greens in Germany have, you know, taken over entire provinces, are largely responsible for the, you know, decision of Germany to drop nuclear power.
No.
And, yes, they saw us starting to get more members, more attention. And the big thing is that most people here in Ohio aren't a member of either party.
All right.
Nobody, they're registered.
Joe, we're just up against the clock. I do appreciate your phone call. We'll come back and revisit this. There's a lot to get to. Russ is coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. I got lots of information, great guests, great topics in the next hour. Thank you for punching in this morning. Tony Trupiano on First Shift. This is 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Things are looking good out there on the freeways so far. We're seeing some increased volumes around the 75-696 interchange, but really no major slowdowns that will stop you from getting to work on time. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Well, we've got some showers and thunderstorms rolling through northern Oakland County and some parts of Washtenaw County this morning. And we could see a chance of those across the entire area pretty much throughout the entire morning. Mostly sunny, a high near 85 today. Otherwise, tonight mostly clear, a low around 61. Then tomorrow, sunny, once again a high in the mid-80s. Currently it's fair and 67 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after the top of the hour.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter, and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, the same group that lowered the U.S. credit rating earlier this month is being investigated by the government. CNN's Matt Cherry explains why Standard & Poor's is under the microscope.
The Justice Department is now investigating the credit ratings agency, according to the New York Times. It wants to see if Standard & Poor's dropped the ball on the mortgage crisis. The department is looking into whether S&P improperly rated dozens of mortgage securities leading up to the crisis. Also, if it ignored analysts who wanted to assign lower ratings to the bonds because they were making record profits. This probe began before the U.S. downgrade, according to the Times. No comment from the Justice Department. Matt Cherry, CNN.
Vice President Joe Biden will try to convince China the U.S. is still strong despite its economic problems. Biden is in China for 5 days of meetings. President Obama blamed the economic troubles on a dysfunctional political system during his Midwest bus trip. The president will head to Martha's Vineyard today to begin his vacation. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann is promising much lower gas prices if she's elected.
Under President Bachmann, you will see gasoline come down below $2 a gallon again. That will happen.
However, oil analysts say that'll be a tough promise to keep because pump prices are tied to the crude oil market, which is mostly out of Washington's control. A new drug on the market for people with the deadliest form of skin cancer. Dr. Shane Morita with the University of Hawaii Cancer Center says Zelboraf is the second drug approved by the Food and Drug Administration this year.
For 13 years, we have had nothing, you know, by the FDA approved for metastatic melanoma. And now, in a span of less than 6 months, we have two. So I think we are making progress.
However, a six-month treatment costs $56,000. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. The easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
U.S. regulators are worried the growing financial debt mess going on in Europe could spread across the pond. The Wall Street Journal reports the Fed Reserve Bank of New York is starting to require European banks with U.S. divisions to offer proof they have enough cash on hand to finance day-to-day operations. Some are being asked to restructure their U.S. units to function independently of their European parent companies. Just an ugly day for stocks. World markets are tumbling 1 to 3% following a downgraded global economic forecast from Morgan Stanley. S&P futures right now losing 24. NASDAQ futures down 46. Dow futures down 180. Here comes HAL. IBM has just built two computer chips that process and understand information in similar fashion to the way we humans do, more so than any other chips yet devised. Considered a major milestone in a six-year, $41 million project involving the company and the Defense Department with the goal of combining computer and brain science. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Damn.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
College. Time to get smart. And Walmart has the latest smartphones from the best carrier starting at 97 cents. Like the Samsung Captivate from AT&T, the LG Optimus S from Sprint, and the Samsung Gem from Verizon. And at just 97 cents, it's no wonder it's called a smartphone. Of course, you could pay a lot more for a smartphone, but then you'd have less for the essentials, like tipping the pizza guy, which ironically is also 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Prices with two-year new agreement or qualified two-year extension plan. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Gentlemen, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you, and it's really an honor and a pleasure to host you each and every morning. I want to thank you for punching in with us on First Shift. We've got a great hour planned for you, and I'm going to get to it all in just a second here. I want to remind you, we have a poll question at our First Shift Facebook page. And by the way, we have grown in likes on our Facebook page dramatically this week, up 30 new likes this week. And Tony liked that, no question about it. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day: the Michigan legislature returns from their recess in a few weeks. What should be their first priority when they return? Now, I have suggested a list of topics, amongst them a jobs bill, return the $470 per pupil they took from education. Another one might be a bill that would, restrict religious freedom in the state of Michigan. I might ask, why would I be asking that question? Well, happens to be my first topic in this hour. Let me turn to my guest. And remind you as well, if you'd like to join us at any time, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Joining us right now is a Professor Elizabeth Pedromou. She is the a Professor of International Relations at Boston University, where she directs the Master's Program in International Relations and Religions. And Professor, I want to thank you for being with us this morning. I hope you're doing well.
Good morning, Tony. It's nice to be with you.
Well, let me just give a little background to the audience. Republican State Representative Dave Ajema has decided that one of the things that we should be focusing on is an anti-Sharia law bill for the state of Michigan. And, Professor, here's my confusion. This is the one thing I don't understand right now, because Sharia law has become a buzz phrase. We're hearing it a lot, and most people have no clue what it even is. Why are legislators so concerned about something that none of us really know nor really care about at this point?
That's a great question, Tony, and I think a couple of things help to explain why all of a sudden, as you say, Sharia law is a buzz phrase. International events. We're approaching the 10-year memorial of the 9/11 attacks against the United States. We're entering a period of pre-presidential election campaigning. We have tragic events like the Oslo events in Oslo, Norway, recent riots in London, and talk about Sharia zones there. So I think there's this kind of perfect storm emerging that some people are using to press forward this idea about banning the Sharia.
Okay, well, you know, so I understand there's an emotional component to it. But again, are we being threatened by it, Professor? That's the point I'm trying to get at. Is there some threat that Sharia law is going to somehow take over my community?
I believe that there is not a threat. I think that certainly if we look around the world in places where Sharia law is implemented, there are we can find a lot of evidence of religious freedom limitations and violations in those cases. But the flip side of that, of course, is that our Constitution here in the United States provides for freedom of religion under the First Amendment. So we have a strong Constitution that has all sorts of protections that I think stand on their own right without these laws being introduced.
Can I make an argument that even if we were to pass an anti-Sharia law, that constitutionally I could challenge that in court under the First Amendment?
That's already happening, Dave. They're not anti-Sharia laws, at least in how they're presented. They're called laws that ban the introduction of foreign law into the U.S. court system. So a lot of them don't speak of Sharia by name. But nonetheless, they exist now they've been introduced in over 20 states in this country. And at the same time, there are cases now challenging the constitutionality of these laws and these bills.
All right. Again, my guest is Dr. Elizabeth Pedromo. And tell me, do you know anything about the AJMA law here in Michigan and what it would encompass?
The law in the AJMA bill, like others, doesn't mention Sharia by name. What it says is that it would bar the implementation of foreign laws. Many activists argue that that, in fact, is really targeting Islam. But an example, of what it would imply in a school, for example, that offers halal meat, which is a meat prepared in a particular way according to Muslim religious law, the providing of that kind of meat to students in the lunchroom would be prevented. That's an example of how the AJMA bill would have an effect on people.
Well, you know, Professor, I happen to live in a predominantly Muslim community. I live in the Dearborn, Michigan area, and we have, I believe, the highest concentration of Muslims outside the Middle East where I live. You know, there are lots of stores and certainly the cafeterias throughout the school system. You know, they proudly boast that they have halal meats. Are you telling me that we would not be allowed to allow those folks to eat their diet?
That's right. That's an example of how this kind of legislation could affect people's lives. And as we know, for many religious groups in this country, there are dietary restrictions. So the spillover effects of this kind of legislation would go well beyond the Muslim community.
Do you find it a little bit offensive, as I do, that they're actually proposing, all over the country, but certainly in the state of Michigan, proposing this stuff during the holy month of Ramadan?
I don't think that it's been limited to the month of Ramadan. I think that's important to point out, but I think it certainly adds insult to injury in cases where it is proposed during this period. Because, again, I mentioned earlier that similar legislation has been proposed in over 20 states now in the country, and that's been well before this month, but I take your point.
Well, you know, and again, I don't know that you know this information. Have these legislations been proposed more by Republicans than Democrats? And I just don't know is why I'm asking.
Yeah, I can't map the partisan the partisanship onto the legislation, but certainly the discussion is a far more intense one, let me put it that way, amongst in the Republican space, as you know from the AJMA bill.
Yeah, well, you know, and again, you know, I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you, Professor. I'm one of those flaming liberal, you know, Democrats that I believe in the First Amendment. In fact, the First Amendment gives me the opportunity to have this discussion with you legally, and so I'm pretty focused on and understand the First Amendment in an important way. And because I live in such a diverse community, I understand the tenets of other religions and their laws and how important they are. And listen, I think that one of the things that does make us that shining light on the hill, if you will, Professor, is that we are so open to other ideas. This seems just anti-American to me. You know, how do you see it?
Tony, I think you're absolutely right to point to the strength of the Constitution and the First Amendment in particular. And the founders in this country argued that religious freedom was the cornerstone of the American democratic experiment, and it's from that perspective that the First Amendment grows. So I think we should have faith in the strength and the the flexibility of our own constitution when it comes to addressing questions associated with religious freedom.
Well, you know, it seems to me, I mean, I understand at some level the way politics works, Professor. You know, it's we're approaching the anniversary of September 11th, 2001. We're in the holy month of Ramadan. There is continuing to be an anti-Muslim sentiment that pulses around this country very specifically. You know, people are afraid. They fear things they don't understand. They certainly don't understand Islam. That's clear. I've been at this a long time. I assure you, I have done multiple hours on this program trying to educate this audience what it is to be a Muslim, what Islam means, what the Quran is about, and people are just afraid of what they don't know. My concern, of course, beyond doing what we're doing right now, is educating people as to the destructiveness of this kind of legislation that Representative Ajima is proposing.
Again, I think you make really great points, Tony. We oftentimes fear what we don't know. But what we do know is that our country is a country that's built on immigration. We're a country that's built on, diversity and an incredible mosaic. We also know that in terms of numbers, sheer numbers, we're talking about between 5 to 8 million Muslims in the United States, which is a very, very small number. I think facts like these help people to understand to put an appropriate context around this kind of legislation. And I think it's also very important to point out that many of the Muslims who come to this country come here precisely because they want religious freedom and because, in many cases, they've actually been negatively affected by the application of Sharia law in their home country. So when they come to the U.S., whether it's for asylum or whether it's ultimately to settle here and become American citizens, they embrace, the strengths of our Constitution, which provide for religious freedom within the context of rule of law.
Absolutely.
So I think we have to keep those facts in mind.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us this morning, Professor. You've certainly helped open our eyes, and we will continue this discussion. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. You too, Tony.
Absolutely. A quick break here, folks. We're open lines after this. Feel free to join us. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
I know stimulus is unpopular. We have just done nothing and not spent any more money, as Representative Bachman is arguing. We would have had 16 or 17% unemployment in this country. I mean, we would have had a financial meltdown.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Looking at some slowdowns out there on the highway. 696 westbound between Cousins and 75. That's a little bit slow, as is 75 southbound between 12 mile down to 8 mile. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today we're looking at some showers and thunderstorms moving through a little bit later. Mostly sunny. A high around 85, though we already do have some showers moving through Oakland and Livingston counties right now. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high near 85. Your lead's fair and 67 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Truppiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
I'm making burgers, honey. Do you want one or two? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I mean, would you like to double down?
I'm in. Yeah, he still feels it. He's been to MGM Grand Detroit with more than 4,000 of the best slots, over 90 table games, and so much more. It's hard to shake the feeling.
And we have a winner. Here are your chips.
Mmm, thanks.
It's time to play at MGM Grand Detroit.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings, savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano and First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. Before I get, I want to speak a little further about this this foreign law bill and how offensive and racist it is, because it is clearly that. But I've got some stuff to get to. But first of all, again, want to thank the wonderful people at the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club last night. The room was full. Passionate progressives certainly seemed to resonate with what the message I was sharing with them about standing up and getting involved and, you know, really making a difference in our communities, and really just had an amazing time last night. And I had a chance to meet a lot of my listeners, but certainly one in particular. Her name's Jenny. Now, Jenny is an activist at her core, is an amazing human being, her and her husband both. You'll recall when, a few weeks back, I had been announcing that there was a signing event in Walled Lake at a restaurant there. Jenny and her husband were behind that. Well, now they're behind another effort in the recall of Governor Rick Snyder. There's going to be a rolling billboard up and down Woodward. They were certainly the motivating factor in getting that done. So that's coming up. Well, she has a unique opportunity for you. And all it requires is about an hour of your time, and you can go see Stephanie Miller for free. Now, these are her tickets, not mine. So here's the deal. If you are willing to work a little bit on Saturday, she will give you a free ticket to the show. So that means if you and your wife or you and your husband or you and a friend want to show up at 7 o'clock on Saturday and help gather signatures outside of the Detroit Opera Theater to recall the governor, and she's looking for 6 volunteers. So you can go for free. All you need to do is put about an hour's worth of time beforehand. Send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and I will put you in touch with Jenny, and then she will get in touch with you. All right? So if you want to go for free to see Stephanie, because I'm all out of tickets. I don't have any more free tickets to give away. But this is a way for you to go for free, and all it requires is for you to make a little bit of effort. I don't know that this can get any easier than this. All right? So send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. I will pass your name on to Jenny, and she will get in touch with you. Again, she needs about 6 people, so I can't make it any simpler than that, okay? And so, again, you're going to look for the rolling billboard on Woodward, the Woodward Cruise, this Saturday. It's going to be up and down Woodward from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's my understanding that there are going to be pretty much at every mile marker, there are going to be people gathering petition signatures. So if you haven't signed a petition yet, this is your opportunity to do it. They're also going to need volunteers for Jazz Fest that's coming up in Arts, Beats, and Eats. So if you are looking for an opportunity to volunteer for something, there you go. It's that simple. But the real opportunity is for this Saturday at the Detroit Opera Theater. If you show up at 7 o'clock and you help collect some signatures, you're going to get to see the Stephanie Miller Show for free. So send me an email, and I will get you in touch with Jenny, who is, again, just a blessing. I mean, she's an amazing lady. That's your free ticket to go see Stephanie Miller. So for those of you that have been writing me wanting tickets, this is your opportunity, okay? I do want to mention the after party. Now, Jeff, I was telling you and Todrick this morning that we have had a sensational response to the after party, which is, of course, a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. Now, we still have some room if people want to go. So all you need to do, same email, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org, to RSVP. You can pay at the door. At this point, don't send a check. It's $20 a person. It's a fundraiser for Planned Parent advocacy efforts. All right? And Jeff, I can't wait for Saturday night. This is going to be a blast.
The chicken and the shrimp and
the food.
The rest of it is, yeah, exciting.
When it's us, it's about the food. In fact, when I was talking to Jenny last night, she, of course, had to reference the food. And she said to me, you know, I was telling her, you know, when I get off the show every day, I'm ravenous. I'm starving when I get done with the show every day. So she offered to take me out to breakfast one morning. She goes, I know you guys go out on Friday, but, you know, you got to eat breakfast more than once a week. Who am I to argue with that, right?
I wouldn't turn it down.
I'm not going to turn it down. Jenny wants to buy me breakfast. I'm going to let Jenny buy me breakfast. But we're going to have so much fun on Saturday night. I'm so looking forward to it. We just need people to RSVP. You have till noon tomorrow because I need to give them a count of how many people are going to be there. So we've got enough, that beef and that shrimp and that chicken. Chicken.
And after talking to Stephanie yesterday, she called in at the end of yesterday's show, if people missed it. It sounds like it's going to be a fun, very, very funny show.
Well, you know, she had kind of promised full frontal nudity, but I found out that that wasn't really true. But I'm going to go anyway.
I think it'll still be pretty funny.
No, it's going to still be pretty funny. Now, it would be funny if I did full frontal nudity, and people will make understand that when they see me on Saturday. Maybe funny wouldn't be the right word, but I'm going to leave it there for now. But it's going to be a blast. By the way, she mentioned me on her show yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What did she say?
Actually, all she said was, okay, Detroit, I'm coming your way. I was just on with Tony Trupiano. that's all she really said, but she did mention my name.
You can tell, though. You guys are tight. You guys are real close friends.
We got along just fine. And I get to introduce her on Saturday. So I'm very excited about that. In fact, I talked to the tour director yesterday afternoon, and I said, you know, as far as myself, my wife, and my staff, you know, what do we need tickets? And he goes, no. You guys are going to be part of the thing. In fact, if you want, you can even watch the show from the side of the stage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we should do that.
So do I. You know, not that there's anything wrong with sitting in the audience, but it's going to be fun. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
Do we know how parking is going to be? There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, and I mentioned this yesterday, so thank you for bringing that up. Dewan Mitchell, who works at the Detroit Opera Theater, great guy, called me on Wednesday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon and said, Tony, tell your audience to get there early because parking is going to be at a premium. So the show starts, I believe, at 8 o'clock. I'm telling you, folks, you know, get there a little early, maybe go out to dinner, maybe go have a couple drinks somewhere. And then come over to the show because we've got the Tiger game going on. We've got Kenny Chesney, Lil Wayne. There's a convention downtown and the cruise. And that's just the stuff I know about. So, you know, there's a lot going on downtown this weekend. So parking's going to be at a premium. Get there a little early, as I will too. But there's a lot going on. So anyway, looking forward to it. If you want to go to the after party, tony@thetonyshow.org. All right? Let's go to Mary in Farmington, who's been patiently waiting. Mary, good morning. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm just calling to let listeners know where I've been working to gather signatures. I haven't had much luck so far, but I've gotten some advice from a woman named Simona. She was the person I talked to at the signing event, in Walled Lake, where I signed the petition. I'm currently trying to gather signatures outside of both the Farmington Library and the Farmington Hills Library. And Simona also mentioned that the Secretary of State's office is good. They need signatures there, so that's where I've been going. And I'll be there on Wednesdays when they have their extended hours at the location on Farmington Road, because on Wednesdays they have those extended hours.
Right, they're open a little later. Mary, we got to get to the break, but thank you so much for letting us know where we can sign, Farmington Library, the Secretary of State's office. When we come back, the Congressional Black Caucus and President Obama, how's that relationship? We're going to find out. Stay with us.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We're looking at some slowdowns on 75 southbound between 12 Mile down to 8 Mile, 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. That is a little bit backed up as well. 275, seeing some minor slowdowns because there's some rain headed through the area, but nothing serious. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, we've got some showers and thunderstorms moving through Livingston and Oakland counties already, but those will clear out and become mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Then tomorrow, fantastic. Sunny, with a high around 85. Currently, it's fair and 67 degrees at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift coming up after this.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The Office and Professional Employees International Union just signed up 1,200 new members at Allstate Insurance. In a vote administered by the American Arbitration Association, members of the National Association of Professional Allstate Agents voted by a margin of more than 94% to join the AFL-CIO-affiliated OPEIU. The Allstate Agents will be a guild affiliate of OPEIU and won't have a collective bargaining agreement, but the union can assist the agents in a variety of ways. Right now, Allstate Agents say they are subjected to unachievable quotas, the threat of reduced compensation, and the ever-present threat of contract termination. OPEIU President Michael Goodwin says it's a matter of defending the interests of these ill-treated small business owners, and OPEIU can help them achieve the benefits and protections they deserve. SEIU-UHW has delivered petitions with more than 18,000 signatures of Kaiser Permanente workers in California who want another union representation election scheduled as soon as possible. The National Labor Relations Board ordered a new union election for 45,000 Kaiser workers following a complaint from the National Union of Healthcare Workers about improper actions allegedly taken by SEIU and Kaiser. SEIU-UHW said Wednesday that more than 18,000 Kaiser workers have signed the petitions within the past 2 weeks in a show of support for SEIU. SEIU says NUHW wants to delay a new union election at Kaiser. This election is the largest union representation election since Ford Motor Company back in the 1940s. Now that the Wisconsin State Senate recall elections triggered by the collective bargaining battle are over, Where Wisconsin is weighing in with what it says the Wisconsin worker uprising has accomplished. While the recalls fell one seat short of taking back the state Senate, Where Wisconsin says a powerful and clear political message was still sent. Two Republicans on heavily Republican turf were defeated for attacking collective bargaining, while no Democrats were taken out by the GOP anti-union forces. Recalls against Republicans drew record numbers of signatures in record time, and Democrats gained percentage points in each of the GOP recalled districts. Where Wisconsin says these recalls effectively mean that Scott Walker's working majority in the Wisconsin State Senate is over. Here's a look through working eyes at the numbers game happening in our economy. Where are the job creators? According to the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis, paychecks are stagnant at best and showing no real signs of an uptick in the near term. The total private sector payroll, unadjusted for taxes, has increased by just $146 billion between the end of 2010 and the second quarter of 2011. To put that in perspective, executives at the nation's 25 largest publicly traded banks and financial institutions made about the same amount of money for themselves last year. This newscast made possible in part by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. Getting a great response to Jenny's offer for free tickets to collect signatures. So, folks, if you want to go see Stephanie Miller for free, I'll be mentioning this a little later on. Give me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. Always looking for more likes on Facebook. Jeff, you pointed out to me yesterday that we've gotten almost 30 this week alone, and it's only Thursday. So I don't know what's in the air, but I'm liking the way it's feeling.
Well, and it wasn't even Monday. I don't think we had a whole lot. So it's been since Tuesday, Wednesday show, and then obviously, you know, this show, that's where we've gotten our 30 likes from.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. Up to 628 and climbing. So, folks, don't forget to like us on Facebook, First Shift. Just search First Shift. And don't forget to ask somebody else to do it as well. Remind you, we're trying to build a movement, not a radio show. That's what we're really trying to do here, and we do that together. That's how that happens. So, Jeff, you know, we've got our first black president, and of course, that made the African American community very happy, as it should. Of course, he's a great guy. You know, politics aside, you got to admit that President Obama's a pretty cool dude. I mean, he is. He's athletic. He can joke. He knows what's going on. He's a pretty hip guy, right? I mean, I feel that way about him anyway.
Right, and that's when we were talking about the president, I said, you know, yeah, you know, he's a black president, but he's also a young hip president. So the younger crowd, my generation, more identified with him than McCain because, you know, the guy does play basketball. He has beer summits. You know, he sits down and seems like he would be a pretty cool guy just to hang out with, and that's what endears him to the younger crowd.
And he has a hot wife.
That's true as well.
Okay, so
I guess that endears him to some people as well.
Yeah, you know, I applaud that, absolutely. Well, you got to wonder how is the black community feeling about what President Obama has done? Well, there's something called the Congressional Black Caucus, and the members, the black members of Congress have their own caucus, and they have been touring the country, and Detroit was one of their stops. A Congresswoman, Maxine Waters, was in Detroit, and we want to play a little exchange at a recent event.
Well, I think, Laura, when you look at what is happening, the laughable...
Okay, let's go with the other one.
Talk about the pressure that we put on the president. We don't put pressure on the president. That's right. Let me tell you why. We don't put pressure on the president because y'all love the president. You love the president. We're elected officials. We are trying to do the right thing and the best thing. When you let us know it is time to let go, we'll let go.
All right, and so what I take from that is that the Congressional Black Caucus and members of the African-American community are unhappy with the president. And Congresswoman Waters is saying, when you tell us to unleash, we go. And that crowd seemed to be in favor of that happening. What do you think? Has the president disappointed the African-American community? 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Now, that conversation can go a lot of different places, and I'm willing to take it there. Let's go to the phones. Let's welcome Les in Detroit. Les, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Listen, I've been in the street for a long time. I work with groups called Keep the Vote No Takeover when they took over the school when the first emergency manager came in back in 1999, okay? I work with a group called the Call Them Out Coalition where we protested in front of city councils, you know, for bad legislation. And, you know, this is the first group that attacked the African-American politicians. So, it's kind of strange to hear, you know, Maxine Waters speak about the president getting us in this trouble. And to me, this is amnesia. We got here because of George Bush. We got here because of policies that Bill Clinton put out, okay? That's what we got here for these guys before Barack Obama ever stepped into the White House. We've been in trouble for a long time in the black community.
Well, let's.
But I ain't heard no outrage about any other president until we get a black man.
Well, that's not true. Now, you got to remember during Katrina how the African American community came together and absolutely hounded George Bush about the way he ignored people of color. There was a huge outpouring of support for the African American community.
Even before that happened, Tony, even before the Katrina catastrophe happened, it was catastrophe in the black community that was going on.
Listen, it has been decades, Les. Nobody is going to argue with that. The black community has been ignored by politicians for decades now. The question Maxine Waters is asking, and my question to you right now, Les, is the president ignoring the African American community?
Now, he's not. If he's ignoring the African American community, he's ignoring America because we're part of America.
God bless you. You said that perfectly, Les. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your call. No, you're right. You're 100% right, Les. Thank you for the call. He couldn't have said it any better. If he's ignoring the African American community, then he's ignoring America. Listen, the unemployment rate in the African-American community is 16%, and I believe that's a conservative number. But can the president be doing more? If the Congressional Black Caucus is traveling the country asking their constituency, do you want to unleash us on this president, and they're saying yes, what does that tell you? 888-552-3595. Amir joins us now from Detroit. Amir, thanks again for joining us. What's on your mind?
I agree with Les' last statement. And what I want the Congressional Black Caucus to do, and I've called them, I will write them, and I will call them again. You know, you can unleash on this president just by getting out, telling the truth about what's going on, the legislation that you've proposed, that's been proposed, and the differences between what they're doing and what the Republicans have done, and start making the changes in Congress. Because, I'm sorry, the president can get out there, hoop and holler all he want, but when we got Congress who controls all spending, and yet there is some things that the president may be able to do, but just like Les said, he's ignoring African-American community, he's ignoring really America, because it's not just that, he's ignoring poor people.
Well,
there's white people that he's ignoring, too.
Isn't it?
Look at it like that.
But don't you think it's fair? I mean, one of the criticisms of the president right now is that he's not being aggressive enough, he's just not drawing a line in the sand and standing up. I mean, that's a colorblind issue, is it not?
Very true.
All right.
I'm going to say you're right. He hasn't stood up and drawn a line in the sand. But you know what? Still, Congress. Once we, the people, push Congress to do what we want them to do, get out and vote. That's the biggest problem. If we get out and vote, we don't have to talk about this. We give them a supermajority in Congress and in the Senate and tell Congress, go pass some bills to fix our country.
Well, you're right, Amir. We have to do that. We also have to, and thank you for your call, we also have to do one other thing, folks. I don't know what percentage of the population is African-American. I don't know. But I'm going to just, for the sake of this conversation, say it's 15% of our population. We need to have 15% of our representative in Congress be African-American. If we have 5% Muslim, then we need 5% of our members of Congress to be Muslim. You understand that in order to represent people, we need people that understand their plight. We need to stop electing lawyers and businessmen and start electing, you know, nurses and construction workers. And don't tell me they're not smart enough to do the job, because I'm going to tell you right now, I live with policemen and I live with construction workers and automobile workers. And they're a whole lot smarter than the people that are making the laws that we're having to live with right now. A very quick break. Steve and Nate and Charles, you are all up next on First Shift. The president. Is he failing all of us? Just some of us of color? Who? Or is he doing a fine job? Ring in. 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org. This is First Shift. We are the only progressive talk station in town. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDPW.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Detroit. Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see you, Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Trupiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony@thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Ship with Tony Triano
on 1310
WDTW.
All right, welcome back. We've got a lot of calls, so here's the deal. Don, Steve, Nate, and Charles, you guys are up next. We're going to try to get to all the calls before we get out in this hour. Amazing. But getting a lot of emails, too. The question, is the president doing enough? Is he doing enough for America? Is he doing enough for the black community? Is he doing enough for anybody? It's a great question. The Congressional Black Caucus touring the country, asking black people, should you unleash us on this president? People are saying yes. Let's go to Steve in Monroe. Steve, thank you for punching in. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tony, I just have a problem in and of itself, and it goes back to what you had mentioned with respect to a trying to achieve a colorblind society. Segment people, African-American, Spanish-American. Let's just talk about what is the president doing for all Americans.
Well, isn't it kind of nice? But, Steve, isn't it kind of nice that it's the African-Americans calling the show saying, why are we talking about this as if it's an issue of color? It's not. I think it's great.
Right. I agree. It shouldn't be an issue of color. But just in and of itself, just talking like what the African-American community is asking what the president's doing for them, you know, as if, you know, other segments of the population don't matter. I just don't like the language in and of itself. I think we're all Americans, and if you want to achieve a true colorblind society, you don't bring up any type of ethnicity or race.
Well, then, Steve, here's the question then, real quickly. Why is the Congressional Black Caucus doing a tour of the country asking black people what they should do about the president? I mean, it's not even my question. It's the Congressional Black Caucus asking the question.
I disagree with them, segment. I disagree with them.
Yeah, so
I think they ought to be asking, what is he doing for all Americans?
I agree. Steve, I think that this is one thing that we're all agreeing on. Thanks for the call. We just have a lot
Thanks,
of
Tony.
People. Absolutely. Let's go to Nate in Toledo. Nate, thanks for joining us this morning on First Shift, and good morning to you.
Hey, Tony, good morning to you. I'm disagreeing with you. You know, I don't hear people like yourself and Steve saying, why doesn't the gay community quit pushing their issues? Why were they so vocal about ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and why do they keep pushing this gay marriage? No, I think the black community, we have certain issues, just like the Latino community, they have certain issues. They keep pushing their issues. They're right to pressure the president. He came in, he said he would support us and he would support our issues, and I think black people make a big mistake when we are more concerned about the man than we are about the people. Our people are hurting. Our people are unemployed. I know plenty of people who try to get up and go to work, but they can't find jobs. They can't get hired. We've got problems with education. We've got problems with lack of jobs. And I think it has a detrimental effect on the black community, and black people ought to take a page from women who push women's issues, from gays who push gay issues, from Latinos who push Latino issues. We ought not to be ashamed to say the black community has certain issues, and we're going to have to pressure the president to address them. He doesn't even come by and see it about them.
Right.
He doesn't go to Detroit and go in the hood. I think the people in that audience were telling Maxine Waters correctly, and I wish that you, you know, you say you're trying to build a movement, not necessarily an audience of a show. I wish that you would take some time to include black people, average black people, in that movement.
Well, come on.
That's all I got to say.
Nate, yeah, you go ahead and hang up. But let me tell you something right now, Nate. You obviously don't listen to this radio program. You obviously don't understand my advocacy for the black community. You know, you just offended the living hell out of me. You don't even know me. Shame on you, Nate. Shame on you. Let's go to Don. Don, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Hello, Tony. I listen to you every morning. I don't get a chance to call in.
Well, I appreciate that, Don.
Blacks make up about, as you said, about 14% of the U.S. population. As a Congressional Black Caucus, part of their job is to address African-American concerns. As a minority within the population, there are, as the other man said, there are certain issues that directly affect us, and you do address those issues on a constant. And as we know, Detroit is about 75-80% black. It's a predominantly black city. It's been losing population. Most of the professionals and people that could get out of Detroit to go other places to find jobs have left. Only reason I'm still here, even though I have a degree, I am unemployed.
Now, Don, let me ask you a question, because we're just short on time, and I don't mean to cut you short. Do you believe the president can do more for the black community? Do you really believe he can or should be doing more then?
I believe the president has gotten in such a he has been raised differently from the average black was raised. But he understands what it is to be an African American. Now, if he never has understood, he is doing the best that he can from where he's at, because this is not just up to him. But if he wanted to be in touch with how we feel or what our needs are, he should come down to where African Americans live.
Well, you know what, Don? I don't mean to cut you short. I just have a lot of calls. Let me tell you, one of the criticisms that Maxine Waters made in that audio is the bus tour he's on isn't going to any black communities. He's just not going to black communities.
Don, I apologize. I just got to move on.
But we're going to continue this conversation in the 8:30 half hour. Let's go to Tina in Detroit. Tina, welcome. Thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was just calling to say that I think President Barack Obama is doing a great job. The thing of it is that a lot of people don't understand how Congress works. The presidency is not a dictatorship. You know, Congress has to pass these laws and so forth as well. Everyone works together. It's a balance. That's why the system was set up the way that it is, so that no one person on one party can have absolute control. Now, as far as I'm a Detroiter, there are a lot of things that I don't like. One of the things that I don't like is that when it's time to vote, people are not getting up and coming out to vote. You want help, but you have to know that you can help yourself. You do have a voice.
God bless you. I got off work.
When it was time to vote, just for governor, I was number 100 and something in my district. I get off work at 4:30, fight through traffic,
Tina,
and I'm a number 100
and
something.
And again, Tina, I got to tell you, I went to vote on primary day just a couple Tuesdays ago. I went at 6 o'clock at night. I was the 12th voter. 12, Tina. You're right.
Right.
Thank you for your call, Tina. I got to move on. And I want to get to Bomani right away, because we only have 60 seconds. We need to get people out to vote. We need to get people more active. Bomani, we've got 60 seconds, brother. What's on your mind?
How you doing? You all right?
Good, brother. Nice talk to you again.
I invited you to the emergency manager forum.
I know who you are. I got your email. But anyway, make your comment real quick.
Okay, well, I agree with the last caller. We did not get out and vote the way we should. I know there's some issues that need to be dealt with specifically with the black community, but there needs to be more effort, you know, put on the Democrats maybe, and or maybe our community in order to get us out to vote. Like, I stood in line for Barack Obama to vote for 3 hours.
Right, and we got to get to the top of the hour. We're going to continue this at 8:30. Dave Holt's coming up at 8. Everybody, thank you for calling. 8:30 again with this issue. We're out for the top of the hour.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. We got an accident out there. The Lodge southbound that exits a forest is currently closed. Also in the same spot, the left lane is blocked because of the same accident. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Well, we've already got some showers and thunderstorms moving through the area right now from Livingston to Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. Once those clear out, should become mostly sunny, a high near 85. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the lower 60s, and then tomorrow, fantastic. Sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's fair and 67 at Detroit City Airport. More First Shift after the top of the hour.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, the Justice Department is investigating whether Standard & Poor's dropped the ball leading up to the financial crisis. CNN's Matt Cherry reports this news comes less than 2 weeks after S&P lowered America's credit rating.
The probe began before the credit downgrade, according to the New York Times. You'll remember S&P was among the agencies that gave mortgage-backed securities inflated ratings. Now the Times reports the Justice Department wants to see if S&P ignored calls to give the bonds lower ratings because they were making record profits.
President Obama will deliver a speech next month about a new plan to grow the economy, create jobs, and slash the deficit. At the end of his Midwest bus tour, the president said it'll involve more than just spending cuts.
We'll have more spending cuts than we have revenue, but we're going to have to take a balanced approach, and everything's going to be on the table.
Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters wonders why President Obama didn't visit any black communities during his bus tour. And she's questioning the president's policy on jobs.
We want to give them every opportunity, but our people are hurting. The unemployment is unconscionable. We don't know what the strategy is.
Waters says some African American lawmakers worry if they criticize the president, they'll lose voter support. Six people are dead following several attacks in southern Israel. Officials report another 29 people were wounded. The U.S. may be ready to call for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Senior U.S. officials say it could happen as soon as today. Kids are back in school in Joplin, Missouri for the first time since the deadly tornado in May. Joplin High Principal Carrie Sacchetta says it's nice to be back.
It was just good to have everybody back and to see kids happy.
Some students are going to class in a renovated shopping mall. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50% on select portable power products in store through 8/2011.
People who shopped at Sears and Kmart stores back in the spring found some really huge bargains. The parent of the two chains, Sears Holdings, aggressively cut prices to clear out unsold inventory during the second quarter. That helped make for a lot of items sold, but not a whole lot of money collected. This morning, Sears Holdings says it lost more than twice as much money as predicted last quarter. As sales at Sears stores fell more than 1% from a year ago, Kmart sales were flat. Speaking of losses, we have markets around the world. Asian indexes tumbled more than 1% today. European markets are down 2 to 3% each. This after Morgan Stanley slashed its forecast for global economic growth for this year and next, now saying the entire planet is flirting with possibly imminent recession. U.S. stock futures are not taking that too well either. Right now, S&P futures are losing 23 points, NASDAQ futures down 47, Dow futures down almost 200. These are losses of about 2%. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
Use Deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
I need a 3 phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50% on select portable power products in store through 8-2011.
They call us a mob
to try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Welcome back. Just after 8 o'clock on this Thursday program. Bottom of the hour, we're going to get back to the conversation in the last hour about President Obama. Is he taking care of blacks in this country? We'll also talk about the caller who basically claimed I ignore African Americans, which is, it just enraged me, but I'll wait to the bottom of the hour for that. In the meantime, we have important, important work to do in this first half hour. A little later on in the show today, we'll talk a little bit more about the after party with Stephanie Miller. I've got an opportunity for you to go see her for free, although I no longer have tickets. One of our very, very generous listeners has an interesting offer for you. It does require for you to stand up and do a little work. We'll get to that as well a little bit later on. But let's get to our first guest, Todd, if you would.
As we do every week at this time, we welcome the Executive Director of Progress Michigan, David Foles.
And welcome back, David. As always, a pleasure to have you on with us here on First Shift. Hope you're feeling better this week, Dave. There we go. Dave, hope you're feeling better this week.
Yeah, I feel great. It's amazing what a little medicine will do for you.
And, you know, how about that? You know, it's actually, you know, it's interesting, although you say that and we're joking about it. Doing some reading this week, and you know, one of the what we're going to talk about today is the governor's dashboard. You know, you and I talked about this a couple months back. But just let me read the headline to the story. Report, economy continues to hurt Michigan's youth. And then, you know, Dave, I did a little more homework, and I find out that, you know, we're not doing a very good job in the state of Michigan insuring our young people. When we talk about this dashboard, Dave, let me throw another headline out to you. Unemployment up in the state of Michigan to 10.9%. How's that dashboard looking to Michiganders now, Dave Holtz?
Well, you know, speaking of medicine, it's becoming, I think, even more clear than it has been that medicine that the governor and the Republican legislature are foisting upon us is really the wrong medicine, which seems to be the kind of medicine that may be good for, you know, people in the upper 1% of the income category, but for the rest of us, not so much. And you know, you only have to look at, you know, the governor, when he started office, established this dashboard of like 21, I think, different measurements of how the state is doing. And there's been a lot of disagreement over whether he picked the right things. But just for the sake of argument, let's just go roll with what Governor Snyder picked in the area of economics and education, health, value, government value, quality of life, public safety. You know, looking at the governor's own dashboard, which is online, Michigan dashboard, over half of those 21 measurements are going either going the wrong way or nowhere. You mentioned unemployment in the area of health and education. Every single one of his measurements, infant mortality, obesity, third graders, reading at the grade level, college, bachelor's degrees, those number of people with bachelor's degrees, they're all pretty much going the wrong way. And then yesterday, this report you mentioned comes out, which confirms, you know, one of the problems, which is that in the Kids Count report this year that the Michigan League for Human Services put out, it basically shows that the real issue is that one of eight children in our Michigan households are struggling with job loss. Their parents are out of work, and foreclosures. We rank 30th among the states in overall child well-being, and that's slipping from where we were, which was not a great place, which was 27. And the worst, very worst ranking for us was we were number 47 for kids with parents who have secure employment, which is, you know, a shocking statistic, but not surprising when you learn that 36% of all Michigan children under the age of 18 are living in households where no parent had a full-time year-round job.
Yeah,
that's just amazing.
You know, and it's interesting. I was looking. There's another report out about the census that was in the Free Press this morning. That's also taking a look at, you know, what's happening to the nuclear family here in the state of Michigan. We have, you know, fewer people marrying. We have more people, living alone. We have more multi-generational families living together. I think these are all, David, a direct reflection of the economy to some degree. Normally people don't choose for three generations to live under the same roof. Now, culturally, some do, but you understand my point. And although we see some of these numbers that are encouraging, we see the number of same-sex partnered households growing, which is a good thing. It means that Michigan's becoming more welcoming. At the same time, we see more and more single moms as well. You know, these are very troubling numbers.
They are, and you know, you can stand back and say, well, really, how much of this really relates to direct actions by the legislature and the governor? And so I did a little digging into those labor markets data that just came out that showed us going the wrong way in terms of where we'd like to be on unemployment. And, you know, you look at where the private sector is, where they added 24,000 jobs from a year ago, and many of those jobs, probably the biggest increase, I think, was in manufacturing, and I think we all know a lot of that is directly related to the investments that the state and federal government made in advanced battery technology, which has boosted the electric car production, and in the rescue of the auto industry during the Obama administration. So that there's some positive signs there, but where do you see the big negative? Well, if you go and look at how many people have been thrown out of work directly by Governor Snyder as a result of his policies, you see a very big statistic that jumps out at you. 17,900 people lost their jobs in working for the government, and then you look at where most of those came from, 13,200 from local government. That's school teachers, police, fire, the people that work in the water treatment plant, and what's that directly related to? You know, the policies of the legislature and the governor, which resulted in cutbacks to local governments and layoffs of teachers because of cutbacks to schools. So that there's very little argument that a big portion of Our job losses are coming from all of the folks who are doing these public service jobs who are being thrown out of work.
Well, you know, we talk about this dashboard. Let's give people a little perspective. What is the dashboard? Where did this theme, if you will, come from?
Well, you know, the governor picking up on Michigan's historic relationship to the auto industry created these data measurements at the beginning of the administration so that he could compare, so everyone could compare how he was doing, how the state was doing under his stewardship to the prior administration. So there's data there on unemployment, which is going the wrong way, data on personal income growth per capita, which is down, and we already talked about children living in poverty. And all of these are being tracked in terms of, you know, how they compared today with before he took office.
And I guess what one of the points here I'm trying to make is this is the governor's own measurement stick. So this isn't some liberal. And I'll remind people that that Progress Michigan is a nonpartisan organization. But Dave Holtz, this is not some liberal chart. This is the governor's own measurement tool.
Yeah, and folks can go to michigan.gov/MI-dashboard, and they can see for themselves. This was set up by the governor so that we could measure his performance. And, you know, there's been criticisms that, you know, he kind of selected data that might be easier for him to claim victory on than some others that, you know, I might have picked, for example. For example, they chose in this dashboard to measure per capita income and median income, but that doesn't really tell you who's doing well, because if the richest 1% are doing really well, and even though the bottom 80% aren't doing so well, then your median and per capita income levels won't necessarily change.
All right, let's take a quick break here. More to get to. Michigan Dashboard. Okay, progressmichigan.org, progressmichigan.org. Like them on Facebook. Just search Progress Michigan. Dave Holtz, the executive director, is my guest. Happy to take your calls. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. tony@thetonyshow.org. Lots of you are sending me emails requiring response. I'm going to respond after the show, folks, once I get back to my office, because you're all asking me immediate information. Don't have time to do it during the show. I really don't. Let's take the break. We'll come back. More with Dave Holtz right after we do this on 1310 WDTW.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Chip with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Looking at some problems out there on the freeways right now. 75 northbound and southbound between 14 mile down to 8 mile. Slow in both directions there. Of course, 275 northbound between Ann Arbor Road and the 96 M14 interchange is a little bit backed up. I'm still working that accident on the Lodge southbound at Forest. The left lane is blocked there. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service points to these showers and rumbles of thunder move out of the way this morning that's going through the area right now. It's going to become mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. And then on Friday, sunny, a high near 85. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 69 at Detroit City Airport. More of First Shift with Tony Trupiano coming up after this.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana.
You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark, welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Hey, Detroit! Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see you, Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Truppiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour, my guest again, Dave Holtz, Executive Director of Progress Michigan. Again, you can find them online at progressmichigan.org. And if you go on to Facebook, you can go ahead and like them. Just search Progress Michigan. Dave, thank you for staying with us during the break, and welcome back. We're taking a look at the Michigan dashboard, and the governor's been in office now 7 months. And how's he doing? And it's a legitimate question, and we've got real data now, Dave, to share with the audience. Let's take a look at public safety. I had Stephen Henderson on the show yesterday, the associate or the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and we talked about what's approaching record number of violence in the city of Detroit. What is that trend showing us, Dave?
Well, I think there's probably a combination of things going on here. And it's, you know, well, Detroit is certainly the biggest city and the most important in the state, and that's where you see the most dramatic numbers. I think we're seeing some, you know, bad numbers on crime in other places too. And I'm not a criminologist expert, but I think, you know, you can look at the combination of more people in poverty and more families in distress with less public safety. In terms of, you know, cops on the beat, you know, and combine that with, you know, a lot of other factors like, you know, even adult education cuts and that sort of thing. And it just seems to make common sense that this is not the kind of condition that's favorable toward, you know, having a safe community.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's... It's interesting because when I posted the unemployment number yesterday on the First Shift Facebook page, Dave, somebody immediately went on and said, "Oh, come on, you guys, he's been in office 7 months. What do you expect from him?" Well, I think that's a fair question, Dave. What do we expect from the governor in 7 months? Well, your thought?
Yes, I think it's fair to sort of give the governor and the legislature, it's not just about the governor, it's also about the legislature, an opportunity to adopt the right policies, and then, you know, whatever measure of time it takes for those policies to have an impact. But I think you can see so far virtually no impact on the corporate tax cuts on the job market. You know, we don't see any evidence that that's having an effect on a positive effect on the job market. But I think we can also see that where if you're cutting earned income tax credit and you're cutting adult education and you're cutting K through 12 education and you're cutting revenue sharing to cities, and you're seeing the unemployment level for local government increase, and you're seeing the unemployment in school districts increase in state government, you're directly throwing people onto the unemployment rolls. I think those are fair criticisms. And if you look at what hasn't been done, you know, there's been really no positive movement in terms of anything like a job-creating strategy that would actually put people, hire workers, that would, you know, put more effort into rebuilding or crumbling roads and other construction measures, any of those things. I think we are definitely in the Snyder economy in Michigan right now.
All right, and I think Dave Holtz, that's, I think, a very fair assessment. You know, we do a poll question on Facebook every morning. And my question this morning to the audience is, as the legislature, the state legislature, gets ready to go back to work, you know, what is the first thing you'd like to see them to work on? And I suggest a list of things. The first one, the one that's winning, if you will, is they would like to see this legislature return the $470 per pupil they took from education back to education. Number two is they want to see a jobs bill. No one seems to talk jobs on the Republican side of the aisle, yet they all ran as job creators. And because jobs is a big issue, and was in 2010 as it was in 2008, Dave. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Tony, because, I mean, I just read where the Senate, Republican Senate, what's going to be one of their first order of businesses, it's not going to be jobs, it's going to be abortion. I'm sorry, but, you know, abortion's pretty much a decided issue in this country. The courts have pretty much laid out the ground rules for that. Why are they taking up abortion? Why are they occupying their time on that instead of dealing with jobs? I have no idea. Could it be that that's something that appeals to the Republican base? Possibly.
Well, again, it's such a troubling time. Again, we can just take a look at the governor's own dashboard. We're only using his measurement tool. That's all we're using here. So, you know, it's fair to take that, and then, you know, part of my job is to comment on what's happening politically. This is part of the political landscape, Dave. And as we look at that, in every single area, with the exception of a couple where we're either holding our own, holding steady, you know, we see nothing but a decline in anything that says, you know, we're doing better, you know, or there's, you know, or that we can project that it's going to get better. You know, compound that with again, yesterday's number showing that unemployment is up again. And I appreciate the opining that gets done where, well, it's certainly better than the 12.4% we were at. You know, tell that to somebody that's been unemployed for 4 or 5 years. They don't feel better about it.
No, and what's disappointing is even in areas that maybe the governor is really emphasizing, like this value for government, value for money government, which that's his priority. No, I mean, that was his priority. It wasn't, you know, he put that on his dashboard. We didn't. You see, not, you know, three of those indicators going in the wrong direction, including one where it measures the costs of state and local government as a percentage of the GDP, the gross domestic product. Yet, when presented with a recommendation on how to address that issue from state workers, for example, about perhaps looking at all these vendor contracts and getting efficiencies and reducing a very large management to staff ratio in favor of management, No action, no movement, seemingly no interest.
Yeah, and look, like we need to get a quick call in before we run out of time, and we are just about out of time. Let's welcome Dan and Milford to the show. Dan, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with David Holtz.
Good morning, David and Tony. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, you know, I went personally and I saw Governor Snyder speak, and, you know, he touts his background as this, you know, businessman and job creator. I'd like to see him, whether it's on his dashboard or not, start treating Michigan like his own business and defend us competitively and get some better paying jobs in here. Because you know what? Since Governor Granholm left office, I haven't seen much about pure Michigan and making Michigan a destination and, you know, diplomatic trips to try to, you know, bring jobs to Michigan. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Right. So. And Dan, I'm going to have to leave it there. Dave, 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. How about treating our kids like the governor treats his kids? He spends $20,000 a year to put his, kid into private school to get a good education, but cuts education for our kids.
Absolutely. Dave Holtz, a great week. Great week this week. We'll look forward to talking to you next Thursday. A quick break here. We're open on the other side. We'll continue our conversation about President Obama. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We've got some slowdown from 696 down to 8th Mile. The Lodge, southbound at the Davison, we have a disabled vehicle there blocking the center lane. Expect some delays in behind that. I'm Russ with traffic.
The weather is hot, but McDonald's is still here to quench your thirst with our $1 any size soft drinks or sweet tea. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Obviously, some showers moving through the area right now. Of course, those will move out of the way a little bit later on today. Mostly sunny, a high near 85. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 69 at Detroit City Airport.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The Office and Professional Employees International Union just signed up 1,200 new members at Allstate Insurance. In a vote administered by the American Arbitration Association, members of the National Association of Professional Allstate Agents voted by a margin of more than 94% to join the AFL-CIO-affiliated OPEIU. The Allstate Agents will be a guild affiliate of OPEIU and won't have a collective bargaining agreement, but the union can assist the agents in a variety of ways. Right now, Allstate Agents say they are subjected to unachievable quotas, the threat of reduced compensation, and the ever-present threat of contract termination. OPEIU President Michael Goodwin says it's a matter of defending the interests of these ill-treated small business owners, and OPEIU can help them achieve the benefits and protections they deserve. SEIU UHW has delivered petitions with more than 18,000 signatures of Kaiser Permanente workers in California who want another union representation election scheduled as soon as possible. The National Labor Relations Board ordered a new union election for 45,000 Kaiser workers following a complaint from the National Union of Healthcare Workers about improper actions allegedly taken by SEIU and Kaiser. SEIU UHW said Wednesday that more than 18,000 Kaiser workers have signed the petitions within the past 2 weeks in a show of support for SEIU. SEIU says NUHW wants to delay a new union election at Kaiser. This election is the largest union representation election since Ford Motor Company back in the 1940s. Now that the Wisconsin State Senate recall elections triggered by the collective bargaining battle are over, where Wisconsin is weighing in with what it says the Wisconsin worker uprising has accomplished. While the recalls fell one seat short of taking back the state Senate, where Wisconsin says a powerful and clear political message was still sent. Two Republicans on heavily Republican turf were defeated for attacking collective bargaining, while no Democrats were taken out by the GOP anti-union forces. Recalls against Republicans drew record numbers of signatures in record time, and Democrats gained percentage points in each of the GOP recalled districts. Weir, Wisconsin says these recalls effectively mean that Scott Walker's working majority in the Wisconsin State Senate is over. Here's a look through working eyes at the numbers game happening in our economy. Where are the job creators? According to the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis, paychecks are stagnant at best and showing no real signs of an uptick in the near term. The total private sector payroll, unadjusted for taxes, has increased by just $146 billion between the end of 2010 and the second quarter of 2011. To put that in perspective, executives at the nation's 25 largest publicly traded banks and financial institutions made about the same amount of money for themselves last year. This newscast made possible in part by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. We're open lines in this half hour. Let me just explain to you what we got coming up. And so you know, we're going to be open lines. So if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about the Congressional Black Caucus, you know, whether or not they should call the president out on not taking care of the black community. They are touring the country. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, we played some audio earlier. We're going to reset that in just a bit, okay? So that's an issue. We talked about Sharia law earlier, so that's an issue. Now, we're going to. I've got a lot of announcements to make, and I've got a very generous listener that is offering free tickets to Stephanie Miller, and I'll tell you how you can get them, all right? But I think we already got enough, but it's not up to me to make that decision. So I'll keep on letting you know, and we'll talk about the after party and all that stuff. But let me go to the phones and welcome Charles in Dearborn Heights. Charles got lost in the last discussion, and Charles, I apologize for that, and thank you for calling back.
Hi. Yeah, my question is about the Sharia law. I'm not really too familiar about it, but, again, they have to have a halal meat, again, for in their diet. We didn't cater to the Jewish people. They obviously have to eat kosher food.
What do you mean we didn't cater to the Jewish people? I don't understand your reference.
As far as, I mean, they have to eat their kosher food. They have to have their meat done kosher, and as far as in the school systems, in the public systems.
Well, there are some schools. Wait a minute, Charles. There are some school systems. Listen to me, Charles. There are school systems that serve kosher food. If they have enough. You know, a Jewish population in their school system, they serve kosher food. So, yeah, you know.
Okay, with you. Okay, yeah, well, then we should cater to them, too. Yeah, okay, that's no problem. Because you were saying that something about that earlier, about Sharia law. It's like, well, yeah. I mean, as long as they do it for the Jewish people, they're serving the kosher food to them. But, again, I mean.
Well, you know, it's no different than if you're a vegetarian, although there's no religious reason to be a vegetarian. You know, school systems, of course, have adapted, you know, to people eating a more vegan diet. Listen, they're not serving halal meat, all right, in Fenton because they don't have a Muslim population in Fenton.
But the market's not there, I know.
Right. So, I mean that's just a matter of economics.
Well, because you were saying something about, do you think we should go on? I mean, as far as the school system, I think we should cater to them as long as we're catering to the Jewish people as far as the having the food kosher. Why not?
Yeah, that's a school district by school district decision. You know, they decide obviously what they're going to feed their kids. And if you've got enough, I mean, if you've got 5 Jewish kids in the school, no, you're not going to necessarily offer a kosher diet.
Exactly.
The same thing with halal. If you've only got 5 Muslim students, you're not going to offer a halal diet. It's not like they can't eat anything, Charles. I appreciate your point. Thank you for taking the time to call this morning.
Because the way you stated it was like, why should we cater to their diet or something because of their religion, you know?
Well, no, we should. I was, of course, supportive. What the law would do is if this were to take place, it would not allow them to cater to that diet. And for religious reasons, you have to do it. Anyway, Charles, I appreciate the phone call. Very, very much. A little earlier on in the show, we have, the conversation. Jeff, what do we have? You said you wanted to reset this. Do we have some audio or just Nate's call?
We have both.
All right. Well, give me a little audio.
When you tell us it's all right and you unleash us and you tell us you're ready for us to have this conversation, we're ready to have the conversation. The Congressional Black Caucus loves the president too. We're supportive of the president. We're getting tired, y'all. And so what we want to do is we want to give the president every opportunity to show what he can do and what he's prepared to lead on.
All right, so that's Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California doing this national tour, talking to African Americans around the country. You know, what do you want us to do with President Obama? That's the question they're asking. So I present it to you. All right? Give you an opportunity to comment on that. The phone lines lit up. All that's great. Then Nate calls, and this is what Nate says about your host.
I think the people in that audience were telling Maxine Waters correctly, and I wish that you say you're trying to build a movement, not necessarily an audience of a show. I wish that you would take some time to include black people, average black people, in that movement.
All right. Now, listen, folks, I'd like to think that many of you have been listening to this show long enough to know that I have been as inclusive to every single faction of society, including my African-American audience, which, by the way, is quite substantial. Now, I'm offended that Nate would even suggest that I ignore the African-Americans in my audience, because I do not. I definitively do not. In fact, I would suggest I've been more responsive to that audience than the president has. And we just ran out of time, and I certainly wasn't going to punish David Holtz by taking up his time to address this at 8 o'clock, but it's not 8 o'clock anymore. And I don't even feel like I need to defend myself, but I am offended that Nate would even suggest that I ignore that segment of my audience, as I do not. So now that we've got that out in the open, that's clear. All right. Now, with regard to the audience that was listening to the congresswoman, they sounded, and you know, Jeff, maybe it's just me, but it sounded like they are unhappy with the president. What our audience was calling and telling us was, no, a few did, but the majority of people were saying he just needs to address the issues that affect all of us, and that'll take care of all of us. So I just don't know where people really come down on this, because there's been, you know, it was kind of a little bit all over the place this morning. That's all I'm saying.
And they've got a chance to call back right now. We had 3-4 people on hold that were trying to get in. And, you know, of course, we had to go to our David Holtz thing. But if they want to call back in, at, you know, 888-552-3595, now's the time, because you can get, you know, give us your thoughts on what we played. But yeah, I think you're right. That people were in the video. I mean, this was in Detroit. They're yelling their appreciation and their thoughts about, now's the time. I mean, don't hold back. If there's something that needs to be said about the president, let's do it, and let's make sure that our voices are heard.
Yeah, no. Yes, and they're very passionate audience, very, very passionate audience. You know, I understand, folks, we get it that, you know, those of you that were calling in the 7:30 half hour probably were on your way to work, and maybe you are now at work. So we get that. I mean, we're certainly not. Saying that you're ignoring this issue now, because you're not. And it's hard to re-bring up. It's hard to interrupt a conversation and then re-bring it back up. The point is, we want to give you access on-air time to address this issue. I'm the one that said, unemployment among the black community is at least 16%. I'd suggest it's a lot higher than that. Throw in black youth, that number goes up even higher. And what are we doing to address that? I mean, what are we doing to address the employment issue, period? And that conversation in and of itself is important. Now, the president says that in September, beginning of September, he will have a major policy address that deals with creating jobs, a jobs bill, which the Republicans will say no to, because they're already saying no to it without even knowing what it is. And in fact, it's kind of funny, because John Boehner said, You know, well, give us the plan. Well, he said September. Well, I want to hear the plan. Well, okay, he said September. John, relax. Ah, Republicans. All right, 888-552-3595. Let's go to Omar in Detroit. Omar, welcome to the show. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, I, as a black man living in Detroit, seeing that poverty, seeing that unemployment, I also realize that Obama is America's president, not just black America's president. And he must not, you know, he'll wait, give him political hit for that. Healthcare bill and for, you know, they trying to call him the welfare president and all these things, you know, titles that have worked in the past.
Well, you know, and again,
so whatever he do, he got to think politically, and he cannot jeopardize his presidency by focusing on one population of people.
Well, and I don't disagree with that. You're right. He is America's president, Omar. I understand that. But, you know, it's not unlike what the caller said earlier, even though he disgraced me a little bit. He's not wrong. You know, the LGBT community represents themselves. They're fervent about it. The you know, women in equality issues, they're there. They're out there on it. Latinos, they're out there on it. Shouldn't the African-American community expect a little more love from this president? That's the question. Yes, he is America's president, but we also have a niche in our society, and those niches need to be coddled. They do. That's part of the political process. You know, individually, we need people that are disabled. You know, that's why we have lobbies. You know, so that, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of thing. Fair enough. You know, it gets difficult because there are such disparate factions in this society. And the question that the Congressional Black Caucus is asking is a fair question. And I appreciate all of your input on this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm pleasantly surprised that you're saying, no, treat it as America, not as Black America. That's pretty cool. All right, we got Patricia and Rob and Patty coming up. So you folks stay right where you're at. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. We'll get to your calls on the other side. And I got all these announcements to get to. So stay right here. This is 1310 WDTW. Thanks for punching in. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta-carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the rival.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Using nutritional science, Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. Discover the complete benefits of Centrum.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Protractor. Erasers. Pink backpack. A good book. Grace Dempsey is starting middle school, so Grace's mom ran to Walgreens. With short lines, she got everything on Grace's school supply list in about 6 minutes. And a book for herself, which she now has time to read. Now through Saturday, 5 packs of Bic Bright Liner highlighters are just 79 cents. And Kleenex brand facial tissue, 184 count, is just $109 with in-ad coupons. Simplify your shopping. With Walgreens, there's a way.
Start your engines, Detroit. Because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Taken to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders. And they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
At JCPenney, save on back-to-school style with JCP Cash. Earn $10, $15, or $20 off. No exclusions. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. JCPenney. Sephora's by JCPenney not participating. Offers end August 20th.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, let's hit the ground running. We got a lot of information to get to and not a whole lot of time. Patty in St. Clair County, welcome to First Shift, my love. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Thank you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, I appreciate that you're asking about President Obama. Overall, of course, I give him a great rating. But I think that he needs to lead more. I think especially the economic issues, I don't think it was a good idea to keep Tim Geithner on. And as far as catering to different factions, I think it's a better idea to cater to the whole rather than just factions. But part of those factions will lead the direction that he should go.
Well, you know, and Patty, again, thank you for your call. We're just so short of time today, or I'd keep you longer. You know, politics are politics, and yes, he should serve America as a whole, but the reality of the way politics works is it's never going to be about the whole America, and so that's what started this conversation to begin with. Another Patty, but goes by Patricia, and Patricia, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi. I'd like to give the president of A, and if you understand, I know you do, when people go and vote and send the type of people they sent up to Washington in 2010, it's not that much he can do by himself. But I think when the guy that was saying that whatever he said about you and black people, I don't agree with that. I think your show is equally balanced. And that's all I want to say.
Well, thank you, Patricia. I do appreciate the support. Thank you very much. And let's finally go to Rob in Carlton. Rob, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Tom. I'm just calling the gentleman who kind of went off on you about the difference, you know, between black and the factions. I'm a UAW worker, and we have a lot of complaints that I'm sure you've heard. But in the overall, there's two choices. People either vote. They show up to vote not only for the presidential elections, but for, like, we got Rick Snyder in. This really affects the UAW and sends a message to the whole country. The UAW is not getting anything we want, and we're a major faction for the president. The black community is the same thing. The homosexual community, the gay community, they're not getting what they want, but he's sending signals. His second term, What is our choice, Michelle Bachmann or this crazy guy from Texas? Think it's bad now.
Right. It could only get worse, number one. Number two, Rob, you know, there was something key to what you said there, and that is what happened in 2010, and that was about not showing up to vote and not being registered to vote, and we just can't allow that to happen ever again. I know you folks all get that. Rob, thank you for your call. And by the way, you know, I'm going to be writing about this today. And I mentioned this yesterday somewhere. I think I blogged it somewhere as well. You know, we may only have about 7 or 9% of union households in the country today. They still do about 40% of all organizing, political organizing. They're huge to the political process. All right, very quickly, because I got a lot to get to. Listener Jenny, who was an amazing person, has made an offer. She has 6 tickets that she's giving away to Stephanie Miller. Absolutely free. All you need to do is show up at 7 o'clock, which is an hour before the show, and help collect signatures. If you would like an opportunity to do that, then you send me an email. I'm going to connect you to her, and she will get in touch with you. Not me. She will get in touch with you, but I will forward your information on to Jenny, and she will get in touch with you. And so all you have to do is send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. I will get these names to Jenny, and she will contact you personally. If she can utilize you, well, then guess what happens? You get to go see Stephanie Miller for free. Now, the after party, which is totally separate from Stephanie's show, has nothing to do with the show, is, again, a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood advocacy efforts. And you'll get a chance to meet Stephanie and the crew there. Absolutely. Now, listen, if you've already got your VIP tickets for that, that's fine. That's separate. You'll still get to do that. Come over, still get to see him again. You need to RSVP for the after party. Got a lot of them during the show today. Just, again, send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let me know how many tickets you want. You can pay at the door, but you need to RSVP. All right, your name will be on a list, and I promise there will be no hassles. Just pay at the door. You'll come in. Wonderful appetizers, lots of progressives. It should be a really, really fun evening, okay? All right, now that's that. Let me get to some announcements. Tonight, there is a little organizing effort for the repeal of the emergency manager law. That's PA4. If you want more information, you can send an email to mbingjr, that's J-R, mbingjr@gmail.com, or you can show up at 2243 Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y, Ferry Park Street in Detroit. That's 2243 Ferry Park Street in Detroit. You might want to MapQuest it or Google Map it, but that is happening tonight for those of you that want to do that. And let's see, we've got one last thing here. Ah, yes, the Sierra Club is beginning their fall program, so I just want to go over what they're doing in September. They're going to have guest John Hartig joining them. He's the refuge manager for the Detroit International Wildlife Refuge, so you may want to go check that out. In October, Corey Johnson will be their speaker, No Child Left Inside, and it's about environmental education. And in November, Lynn Henning from the Michigan Sierra Club chapter on the living nightmare of animal factories in Michigan. And it's going to deal with the concentrated animal feeding operations. So there's a lot going on. What I need to do is I still need to do some kind of community calendar on the website, thetonyshow.org, because you guys are wonderful and I want to get this information out. And it's just this balance between too much and not enough. And all right, Jeff, how about today's show? You think it can go by any faster than this?
That was pretty quick.
Wow. Wowza, wowza. What a great day, though, and a lot of great conversation, and I'm just happy that this audience is so passionate.
Well, that's what happens when you're talking about press boxes. You know?
That's right.
It gets people all impassioned.
And most of us don't even have any, most of the people don't even have any idea what we're talking about because they're not with us at 6 o'clock this morning.
That's what the podcast is for.
That is what the podcast is for. You know what? I was going to ask you this when we were talking, preparing for today's show yesterday. You know, we always do, you know, give out the email address. Should I start doing Twitter, see if I get questions on Twitter?
Yes, I love Twitter. I'm a huge fan. I got two Twitter accounts. That's how much I love Twitter.
I know. That's why I brought it up. Well, remind me to do that, and maybe we can do a little production thing, you know. Send your questions to Tony on Twitter, at Tony Truppiano, which is not that hard, by the way. It's T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O, Tony Truppiano, at Tony Truppiano. So you can follow me on Twitter as well. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. We are growing, and we're very happy about it. Yes, we're building a movement, and it includes everybody of all shapes and sizes and colors. Thank you very much. All right, for Jeff and for Todd, I am Tony. Again, off air, tony@thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
Team. 1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Well, for the most part, things are looking a lot better on the roadways right now. Just some minor delays. 75 southbound between 696 and 8 mile. And that's really about it. I'm Russ with traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, well, most of the showers have moved out of the area, and that's a good thing. There's still a chance of a shower or storm a little bit later on today. Mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. And then Friday, sunny, once again, a high in the mid-80s. Currently, it's mostly cloudy and 69 degrees at Detroit City Airport.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit.